Hello, listeners. We are on a call with Pranav Desai, founder of VOSAP, that is for Voice of Specially Abled People. It's an organization that seeks to create a mass movement for the empowerment of specially abled people in India. Hello, Pranavji.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Yes, Vandana is with me, but the publisher of India Currents, and we both will be talking to you.
Hello, namaste, Vandana.
Namaste, and congratulations to you on being invited to present the VOSAP mission to the Convention on Rights of Persons with a Disability at the United Nations. Kudos.
Thank you.
And just a brief introduction, you know, we publish India Currents magazine. We've been around for 32 years in the United States. And India Currents has been devoted to the promotion of Indian culture as well as the issues of interest to the global Indian community. So to begin, you know, can you share with our readers how this organization came about?
So, I have a polio since the age of 4, and I'm here in the US for the last 19 years. So, having lived the life both in India and America, having experienced the stark difference in terms of infrastructure, which is very accessible in the US, and of course, the laws and regulations and all of that, which allowed me to do what I wanted to do very independently. And so I'm working as vice president with one of the top 10 IT services company of the world. And that is the primary reason that I thought, hey, if we have everything like this here, what can we do for our own country? As a global Indian, you know, we are all connected to our motherland. So that inspiration, you know, love for our country also is very instrumental of thinking about our country. So that's where wanted to make a difference in India. And the real trigger came into 2014 when I got the opportunity by the current prime minister, and where I could contribute big way on defining the manifesto of the current ruling party, which is now having 7 firm commitments or the priorities of this current government of India, which was written in a kind of a living room in here in Los Angeles. So it started there, which then every step we saw that there's a huge commitment. Actions also. So for example, giving Accessible India campaign a 2-page concept note to Government of India, Prime Minister of India as well. Within 27 days of giving it to him, I got a letter that Prime Minister liked it, please lend your support, etc. So as a result, fast forward, it was launched across the country on December 3, 2015 to create a huge awareness. It further, you know, advanced our mission that how can we create inclusive society, how can we make India accessible, make it like America. So that's kind of, you know, step-by-step progress, seeing action. We have been, you know, inspired more and more. So we decided to create this Voice of SAP.
Yeah, so, which, you know, I have heard you, Pranav, saying that all of us are temporarily abled. What do you mean by that?
Yes, so that is where the, you know, the mass movement comes into picture. That typically, why we see that people are not serious or ignoring about the accessibility or those basic things in our country, because we are thinking that this is not my problem. We have developed a social stigma. Yes. We have stigma also. We are having, you know, mindset that does not think about people with disability in most of the cases. So how to change that? So we have to come up with some powerful message. And we believe that this very real and powerful message, if we tell everybody that this is not an issue of 7 crore or 70 million people with disability in India, but it is a issue of everybody, because everybody is temporarily abled. Any unfortunate you know, split second, somebody could become disabled.
Yes.
Or even because of the aging, huge population is getting disabled, you accept it or not. But age-related disability is also a big number in Western countries as well. So yes, that is working to inspire people that do not ignore, create an environment, infrastructure which is accessible and inclusive. So at least it helps, keep the basic dignity of the people. If somebody is disabled or specially able, can manage moving around the places at minimum.
That is correct. So, you know, these are the two things, very, very powerful message, that any of us can become disabled by any little accident. And this has been happening and we have seen it. And actually, I'll talk about it as my personal experience itself in my circle of friends. But another important thing that you said just now was also the age-related disability. And that is necessarily going to happen to all of us, meaning somewhere or the other, we have to face that situation. So that, I believe, is a good message. Now, talking about this experience thing, I grew up in India, like you did. And one of my friends, a police officer, got disabled in the line of duty. I used to meet him whenever I visited India, and he would tell me that he doesn't travel at all after he got disabled. And that happened quite early when he was young at that time. And he didn't want to travel because it was such a hassle to board a train and to be functional while traveling. He couldn't even visit the restroom without assistance while traveling. So I told him, I told him about the facilities we had in US that made travel for disabled people as easy as it was for anybody else. It is for anybody else. So you were kind of alluding to that. So I want you to now tell us that how VOSAP has been helping people like my friend.
Yeah, very good question. So first and foremost, what we are doing is that we are sensitizing people, inspiring people with a positive advocacy that please embrace your individual social responsibility. If each one of us start embracing that, hey, this is my individual social responsibility. So I'm an engineer, I'm a planner. How can I make a building without a ramp? Or if I am an educator, how would I make sure that my school is accessible for the person with disability? And those type of things, if we are promoting and to achieve the speed and scale, we came up with a very innovative solution of our WhatsApp mobile app, which is able to create that mass sensitization and awareness to achieve that social transformation. Because in our mobile app, we inspire government officers, corporate leaders, social leaders, politicians, everybody to take a volunteer pledge. And there are very easy way to take this pledge, which everybody I would encourage to take a pledge, VOSAP mobile app. That is the first step to be supporting and be sensitive, having empathy for the people with disability, which is a large population according to WHO, 15% of the world population. So it's a 1 billion plus population.
Mm-hmm.
And B, when we sensitize people, everybody then starts thinking about, hey, what I can do. So to help friend like yours, the things that we have been able to make a huge difference in India in last 4 years is, A, we brought a very comprehensive new rights of people with disability bill, or which is an act now as of December 2016, which is much better than the old one, which has 21 types of disabilities recognized under the law compared to 7 in the past. So very much like the US and the UN guidelines, we have been able to drive this transformation from top to down. Not only Accessible India campaign, which is now thousands of buildings being retrofitted by and money is being allocated, but also the new law which requires those provisions. So under the new law, which now government of India plus state governments, like for example, we drafted the policy for government of Gujarat, comprehensive disability policy.
Wow.
Under this now, there are 73 notifications, GR circulars by different ministries, labor ministry, education ministry, all of that, healthcare. They have come up with several actionable things. For example, accessibility, right, at the railways. So railway has allocated budget for making 500 railway stations accessible with elevator and other provisions. So you start seeing a lot of this action. Again, I always tell people under positive advocacy, we don't want to be critic of anybody. Let us understand and accept that world was never built for disabled people for yes. thousands of years.
Yes.
So we cannot be criticizing that this is not there, that is not there. Let's do what we can do. You, me, Vandanaji, I truly appreciate you taking time, taking to your readers. This is exactly what we need to do because it is like 30, 40 years phenomena that things have started changing, becoming inclusive. Rights of people with disability has started coming on forefront now with the UN mm-hmm. treaty where 177 countries have joined hands to create independent living of the people with disability. So as part of that, we have to take this agenda forward with common man, with corporations, and there's a lot of CSR money is there. So all of that, you know, we have to make a change. Once that happens, everybody can do their part of, and I have known so many examples, Vijayji, that how corporates have come forward, how banks have come forward, how individuals have come forward, how colleges have come forward. So there's a huge list of, for example, our couple of volunteers, and we have 4,000 volunteers, by the way, and 19 chapters.
You know, just to interrupt you for a moment, because I want to capture this moment, when you're saying, you know, you've worked through with the government, so attempting to bring change through the government is not an easy undertaking, you know? And this can be utterly frustrating because I've worked with many grassroots organizations. And, however noble or rewarding the cause may be. So your approach seems to recognize this difficulty and is proposing a different model. And so can you perhaps relate this in terms that our readers might appreciate? And how has the government actually helped you, or how can a citizen go about doing this?
Yes. So there are three parts to this answer. First is, as I'm very fortunate to have the relationship with our Prime Minister since 1988, so that access to the authority or the highest office makes a lot of difference to expedite things. For example, this disability bill, within 6 hours of my meeting with him, it was on a fast track for approvals. And after I met him on 26th of November 2016, within 1 month, it was approved and published in the Gazette. So, yes, sometimes that helps a lot.
Yeah.
To get the approval for Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha, President signature, all of that happened in 1 month. So that is one part. Second part is that we have to have that very creative approach which government officers will like it. Because what lacks many times is the vision, smart execution strategies. So we are definitely creating our value by having this thought leadership. So we always tell that we are a collective wisdom, or, you know, we are thought leaders and enablers in disability sector, primarily because of 4,000 volunteers who are all very smart people and who have already come up with the idea. So government is always looking for ideas. So we have given proposal to healthcare ministry, to proposal to the education ministry on e-learning or how to create certain, you know, impactful, very transformational initiatives. Similarly, proposal to the finance ministry. All of this thing has been resonating well. So government is also looking suggestion. How do we do it? So I'm
Hello.
The government of India. That is where the things become little easier. If you present it very effectively, and that's where my corporate background as a vice president is helping a lot, because we are able to communicate to this level of people with the very clear strategy that is what is there in for you. Because everybody, end of the day, if you are running a corporation, you will see your sustained benefits. If you are running your government, you will see what is your benefit. So we are articulating the benefit of the other party as a win-win situation for all. So that's a second part, that our thought leadership is kind of well appreciated, and they're looking forward to that. And the third thing is that nothing happens unless until there is a democratic demand at the grassroots level. That's where this mass movement is taking place. So, for example, in Ahmedabad, we have 1,500 volunteers.
Wow.
Think about every city having 1,000-plus volunteers. Everything will be pushed kind of with the commissioner or other authorities to be made accessible. So I'm happy to say that at least in Ahmedabad, a lot of momentum. For example, Bank of Baroda general manager, I met him after our volunteers pursued. So you need that, you know, democratic ground up demand factor. They issued notification to make 80 branches accessible. You will see the pictures of a couple of branches already made accessible. And they have issued later to the branches to work with Voice of SAP volunteer with their phone numbers. So my point is three-pronged approach. First, you should have those type of relationship, which fortunately we have. Second is that real thought leadership, because the sustained value is not in relationship. Sustained value is what is that you are bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is that demand creation, so that people ask for it. Mm-hmm. So end of the day, if in couple of years, we have 100,000 people taking pledge, and asking for the rights of people with disability. People are good at heart. You just have to reach out to them, because everybody is busy. You are busy, I am busy. Who will pay attention to people with disability if there is no voice? And that's exactly the reason why we create Voice of Special Needs People. There has to be a voice that is credible, and you can give the voice to the issues and also solutions, not just issues, to the people, corporations, or individuals, or the government. And that's where, you know, our success has been, Vandanaji, to my understanding.
This is very impressive. The number you quoted, 1,500 volunteers just in one city, Ahmedabad, that's amazing.
Because we have primarily, in our 4,000, because we are concentrated on Gujarat. We have other chapters, but not in that big, large state.
You have to start somewhere, right? So you always have to start the place where...
We have in Bay Area also. We have in Bay Area almost 300 volunteers in Los Angeles. Yeah. So we have like 8 chapters in America. So America has 1,000 volunteers, by the way.
Oh, I see.
So we are very active here in your, Bay Area only. We have so many activities going on with Haveli, and 15th August. We have good, nice corporate partners like InfoStretch or Verite, like Adarsh Kathyalji, and many other donors also. So yes, it is like a where we are able to go and reach, you see more, but that has to become now. It's, everything is scalable, so we are looking forward to scale it up more with the help of friends like you to spread the awareness Paris and and Sydney and where not.
Certainly.
With the mobile app.
So, the question regarding that volunteers, I had a follow-up question before I hand it over to Vandana, was that what is one prime activity that you engage this good 1,500 volunteers in Ahmedabad? I'm asking about Ahmedabad, not in general. So, what is that one top activity? Not all, just one top activity.
Yeah, the top activity is really the mobile app-based two things. Everybody is inspired to take a volunteer pledge as what they can do for disability, cause of disability, or empowerment of Divyangjan, they call it. And they have to inspire other people, friends and families. And that's how we are able to grow our, community, wherein more people are joining by taking volunteer pledge. So that is the foremost thing that our students, our individuals, corporations, right? So that is one. And second, very commonly done is you will see around, 1,400 pictures, photographs in the mobile app. So our mobile app is unique, where you can take a picture of a building entrance and do the accessibility rating. So that, and it is then available on Google Maps in our mobile app. So if somebody is in wheelchair, that person would know which restaurant, which bank, which mall they can go. You'll be happy to know that 25% of the building in Ahmedabad, out of whatever pictures are taken, are either 3-star or 4-star or 5-star, which is good. I did not expect that high number. And second part of the same thing is that this database is now used by activists to send from an email. From mobile app, you can send email to the commissioner, to the authorities, or share it on the social media. So you create kind of a what about pressure on the authorities that, hey, this needs to be accessible. So it serves both the purpose. Somebody will use it as to where they can go or how they can manage. And second part is the same database to create that awareness and put some, if 100 people send email to Commissioner of Ahmedabad that your office is not accessible, for example.
That is powerful. Yeah, that is
so
powerful.
So our volunteers are primarily engaged. Like, I saw yesterday, Bangalore volunteer took 70 photographs in Bangalore. So volunteers have that passion that let me map out. So I was at, I work for NTT Data, and I was given an award by our, you know, corporate for our work, social work, which is very good. And there is a Olympics coming in 2020. Maybe there is an opportunity to map out entire Tokyo for accessibility.
Wow.
That's how we have to have entire accessibility mapping using the mobile app. So yes, our mobile app is very innovative and engaging and empowering our volunteers.
That is super. You know, one thing,
and there is no money. It's all passion. That do you want to do something? Do you want to change? So we have encouraged people to develop the perspective. As every time they go somewhere, they look for the ramp. If ramp is there, wow, 5-star. Not there, 1-star. So at least that's,
yeah, that's a good that's, way. Rating.
Yes.
Rating is
yes.
always that's a
yes.
good
changing
thing.
People's
yeah.
mind. Yeah. Developing the perspective.
Well, I'm going to do one thing for sure. I'm going to tell our readers that you are the man who can get a legislation passed in Indian Parliament, right? Isn't that great after knowing how the things get blocked over there and take time and all the struggle?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was amazing.
This was the only bill that was passed in that very chaotic
oh
parliament
my God.
Session. definitely this was, and that's God-given again. We all have our role to play.
Yeah.
We are Nimitta, and we just have to inspire others. So it's nothing like inspiring others. It's the biggest satisfaction, because everybody then, my heart is good. You just have to tell them, hey, can you do this?
Yeah.
And you will be surprised. So many people come with so many ideas.
Yes.
Like one of our volunteers, she is PhD from London.
Hmm.
She came back, can I do research on driverless car for disabled people? I said, wonderful.
Yeah.
With that, I have another volunteer from Bay Area who is a very is a chief architect in a leading company of automakers. They are working together to create the survey and get the feedback and global survey and all that, so the driverless car for handicapped people. These type of things, people will come with idea which we have no idea.
Yep.
Yeah, we enable them. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Leads into your global Indian.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was gonna say that you know, all of us. And all of our brethren who left their homes in India and spread out in the world created an image of India, which I like to call global India. You know, and historically, global Indians have brought in ideas and changes in India. That's a well-established fact, and they've enriched our home country. The best example is Mahatma Gandhi himself. I always quote that. And I think we can all categorize your effort as one such endeavor. That is for sure.
Thank you. But yes, I think if you think about every reader of yours, worldwide, global Indian, adopts only one building, the school that they went to, or the place of worship that they went to, or their parents are going. If they just focus on creating ramp and making it accessible, I think it is doable. 23 million global Indians.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to add up 23 million buildings. It will be a huge multiplying effect.
Yes.
Even if 23,000 buildings are adopted by global Indians.
That's true. Absolutely.
That's the impact.
Yeah, that's certainly good scaling and fast scaling, if I can say that. You know, this endeavor is unique in the sense that it can be applied to the whole world. And I hear a few things in your description before, and they kind of fit into that. So you want to elaborate on that aspect of it?
Yeah, because, you know, except for America and some other countries, you know, very few, frankly. I have been to Paris also, which is not very accessible, or likewise UK.
Hmm.
Yes, they are much better than India, of course.
Hmm.
But this accessibility is a fundamental problem. When you talk about inclusion, you have to think about accessibility, because if you are not given access to a person with disability to a school, it's not his ability. It's the society has created barriers. It's like, you know, in those old days, when Britishers were ruling us, Indians could not go certain places. Indians are banned to come. It's that kind of an exclusion mindset, which is what we have to break the barriers. So accessibility is, you provide, then it is equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is like, I am a case where I had to struggle, work, but figured out with whatever we could, I could do electronics engineering, MBA, and very successful career because of education.
Yep.
So access. So accessibility is a worldwide problem. Brazil, Argentina, Peru. So that's why you and liked about it. When I met with the chief of disability, she has also taken a pledge, volunteer pledge on our WhatsApp app. And she liked it. So then now I'm presenting it to their annual conference, where 177 countries are going to be there. We have our own conference room, so we expect many countries to learn from our, I call it, India model of Voice of SAP.
Very good.
How the multi-pronged approach, top-down approach, bottom-up approach, technology, all of that, how works together with the programs that we have, corporate program, youth program, community program, government program, how these things have yielded several outcomes which are scalable. And all of this is now integrated, or it's one platform, that is WhatsApp Mobile. So you can learn from each other. If you are in Ghana, if you want to learn as what India has done, everything is on our website.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's actually wonderful. You know, I want to, thank you for actually sparing so much of your time. But in closing, I actually want you to ask something of our readers, you know, the listeners who are listening to this. How can somebody be a part of this movement? How can any individual? It'll be good to actually have some specifics, or if you can direct us someplace, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so again, my request to all the readers is that embrace this individual social responsibility, and to embrace that, take a volunteer pledge. There's no money involved. Take a volunteer pledge on Voice of SAP mobile app. You can download it on App Store or Google Play, VOSAP. So you take a pledge and solidify the mission. Take it to your friends and family so that you spread the awareness, spread the solution, whatever articles that are coming. So at least basic thing that you can spread is spread awareness for inclusion, accessibility. Once you are more involved, start taking photographs and map out your community locally, which is what many of our volunteers are doing. And if you are more committed and serious, start adopting one building as a global Indian in your native. And how to create a ramp and all that, believe me, there's enough money with the temples and schools and all that. You just have to be the champion. Make sure that you adopt that. And of course, there's a long way to go for many other advanced activities, but I think starting with a pledge and spreading awareness, taking photos if you are living in India, if you are outside India, inspire your family and friends, and then, there are donation options also. If you donate $100, somebody will get a wheelchair. If you donate $100, somebody will get a smartphone, blind person, so that he or she can have audiobooks that can be downloaded. There are so many such options available. So it depends on your readers, how much they want to get involved.
Yeah.
But there are several options for them to get involved for good.
And they're all listed on the website, correct?
Huh?
They're all listed on the website?
Yes. They are listed on the website. And, my final concluding thing is, why all of these things? Because end of the day, we are looking for happiness. And the biggest happiness that many people have said, and I have experienced, selfless work gives you most happiness, which is sustainable. And
that's true.
Giving somebody happiness from selfless work, that gives you tremendous energy, positive outlook, relax your stress, and network with the very smart, nice people. That's the opportunity of Voice of SAP platform. So join it.
That's true.
Well, thank you so much, Pranavji. I really appreciate hearing this from you. And congratulations once again on the UN opportunity. We will be following your speech and look forward to staying in touch with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate for this.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.